there's nothing quite like a cool glass of fresh-drawn New Hampshire well water. Or is there? Classic movies have taught us there are certain things you'd just rather not drink.
The gentleman died because he drank some wine with poison in it.
Well, how did the poison get in the wine?
Well, we put it in wine because it's less noticeable. When it's in tea, it has a distinct odor.
That's from the 1940s Cary Grant version of Arsenic and Old Lace. In real life, there is no distinct odor from arsenic, and it's no laughing matter. Studies from the U.S. Geological Survey show that about 1 in 5 domestic wells in New Hampshire have elevated levels of arsenic, and New England has higher concentrations than most places in the nation. Chronic, low-level exposure to arsenic has been linked to increases in bladder, lungs, skin cancer, and cardiovascular disease. That's something Christine Bowman of Concord knows well. She works monitoring municipal water quality for the Department of Environmental Services, but her own home is not in the city limits, and her well water has arsenic in it. To install a system in the basement to get that out wasn't cheap.
The total cost was around $3,000.
And that expensive filter got all the arsenic out of the water only for a few years.
It has a kind of a slow breakthrough process, so it's not like a light switch that suddenly it can't take up anymore and it's going to let it all through.
Because she's a water professional and knows these things, Bowman kept getting her water tested periodically. And after about 4.5 years, the arsenic started to show up at the faucet again. So Bowman and her husband added an under-the-sink filter that would clean just their drinking water, which they installed themselves for about $350.
It goes up to a dedicated faucet that is installed next to our typical faucet.
Bowman is pretty savvy about all the various contaminants that can creep into New Hampshire groundwater out of the bedrock. Radon, uranium, manganese, and of course arsenic. She's vigilant about testing their well. A lot of others aren't.
If anybody had told me, get your water tested, I would have.
Sharon Burston lives in Epsom, and depending on the day, her well water can have more than 20 times the recommended levels of arsenic. After she and her family moved here, Burston, who spent the most time at home, started to have symptoms of heavy metal poisoning. She lost her hearing, had numbness and tingling in her limbs, and developed allergies suddenly. When she went to doctors, they told her symptoms were idiopathic, or basically random.
If there's ever a word that you don't want to hear, it's idiopathic, because that's doctor speak for, I haven't got the foggiest idea what's wrong with you, and I don't intend to make any efforts to find out.
It took 3 years to figure out that arsenic was to blame. She says she's now on her third filtration system, but she'll never make a full recovery from the nerve damage that was done by the arsenic in her water.
I still worry. I worry about my daughter. I worry about all the things that she is probably predisposed to because of living in a house with arsenated water most of her childhood.
According to the DES, we don't have complete data, but it's clear that most New Hampshire well owners don't test their wells frequently enough, and many wells have never been tested at all. And DES wants that to change. They say they can't make well owners do so, but they can ask. Test your water. You never know what you'll find.
Yeah, A like in arsenic. Got that?
For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.